Hey guys, what is happening? It is Crypto Bobby, and today I want to talk to you specifically about the SegWit 2x fork and what the cancellation means, what I'm looking at here, and how I'm trying to create a plan to move forward. Because as a lot of you know, this came about pretty suddenly. You know, this cancellation was not something that a lot of people kind of thought was in the cards or were really looking at as a realistic possibility. So when it happened, I don't think a ton of people were super prepared, being that there was still supposed to be about 10 days left for, 10 days left to finalize your preparations for whatever trading strategies you were going to do or whatever, buy and hold strategies you're going to have in place. So yesterday kind of cemented those strategies, at least for the time of the fork. So want to talk a little bit about just high level thoughts on what the cancellation of the fork means for you as an individual, where the markets have changed to, and what I think might potentially happen here in the future. So let's hop into it. If you are new to the channel, by any chance, I do daily videos on crypto as well as YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hour. So hit that subscribe button if you are new, by any chance, so you get those updates when they do come out. Now hopping into it today. The past 24 hours were absolutely nuts. Like I said yesterday, I'm out on vacation. I literally was out and about, hanging out with my family, and I open up Twitter. There's like a 30 minute gap where I didn't have Twitter up on my phone. I open up Twitter, and then all of a sudden I see that the SegWit 2x fork was canceled, and I was like, oh wow. Holy crap. And then I just go, I do a little bit more research in like 5 minutes, verify to make sure it's true. It's true. And then I literally sprinted back to my computer to put out a quick reaction video. But now that I've had a little bit of time to think about what has gone on, first of all, I want to say it's pretty, pretty crazy, pretty unexpected. Like I said, in a lot of cases, I'm glad that the folks that were pushing the SegWit 2x forward realized that there really wasn't enough consensus to push this upon the community, and it had some really disruptive potential powers. I mean, having a Bitcoin 1, Bitcoin 2, or Bitcoin 1 and a B2X, I think is a pretty negative thing for the market, and I think a lot of folks realized that. So I'm glad to see that they kind of realized where things were, where the lack of consensus was, and decided to do the right thing. That said, I think that there still are very many, there's still a pretty big issue in terms of scaling that needs to be solved with Bitcoin, or needs to be improved upon. So I think that is something that does need to be noted there as well. But overall, glad that the SegWit 2x fork was canceled, because I just don't think it was the right way to do things as of the time being. Now, how did that impact the markets, and really what's been going on with that? So a lot of people were purchasing, and even myself, a lot of people were accumulating Bitcoin in advance of the SegWit 2x fork for the reason of getting quote unquote free dividends, or basically getting free cryptocurrency, the B2X coin, getting that in the hopes of, if you are a, if you are a B2X supporter, which I don't think many people were, you would buy, you would get and hold that. If you were a Bitcoin core, or just a Bitcoin supporter, you would get that B2X and you would sell it, flip it to something else, maybe buy more Bitcoin or buy something else, or take it as cash. So there was a huge incentive to own and to hold on to Bitcoin. Now, now that the fork is canceled, that level of incentive, that specific incentive, is now gone. Does that mean that the price of Bitcoin is about to drop like crazy? I don't know. These markets are pretty crazy. The one thing I would say is that is a pretty large incentive that is now gone out the window for a lot of people that were buying, holding, and accumulating Bitcoin solely for that reason. Now, there are other things that have also powered the rise of Bitcoin. If we're talking about the opening or the future opening within the next week or so of the CME futures, I think that has powered up the Bitcoin market as well. But if I hop over here on the one, this is simply a one-day chart, and I'll scroll it over a little bit. Right here was around the time of Bitcoin was around close to $7,500 or so when the news that the SegWit 2x fork was going to be canceled. And as soon as that news came out that it was going to be canceled, there was some, let's say maybe irrational exuberance. It spiked all the way up to $7,900. And there were probably a few people that FOMO bought in. I hope you weren't one of them, because the second that happened, it was just a rock sell-off all the way down to about $7,100 or so. And that's kind of where we're at right now. So it's certainly interesting to see how Bitcoin is, how Bitcoin will move and continue to develop. It'll be interesting to see if it holds the $7,000 mark as well. Right now in the past couple of hours, we went down to about $7,075, which is looking like Bitcoin's market as a whole might be on the potentially might be on a little bit of a downward movement, or maybe a consolidation per se. I think there was a lot of exuberance and a lot of hype around the B2X fork, and I think a lot of people are putting money into it in the hope of getting some of that 18%, 15%, 10%, 20% dividend, whatever that might be. And then we're looking after the fork, or prior a few days prior to the fork, looking to move into some of the altcoins. Now, as we go and we'll take a look at on-chain FX, this is in the past 24 hours or so. One thing that I think is really interesting is and one of the reasons I kind of like this data set is on-chain FX has their crypto asset indexes, and they have what they call the top 10 and the Blackley top 10, Blackley top 20. The top 10 cryptocurrencies are actually about collectively down about 2.2%, whereas the top 20 cryptocurrencies are up about 21%. So I think that's really interesting to see, and it was pretty telling because you had Bitcoin, well, at least in the past 24 hours, and granted, this is in the past 24 hours, so around including the fork and everything else in the past 24 hours, yeah, Bitcoin down now about close to 5% after the news of the fork happens, with some of those people that were in Bitcoin solely for the fork, I think, selling off. Ethereum is actually up nicely, but Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin have somewhat settled down a bit. And then in the top 10 that have done well, you have NEO, NEM, Monero, and IOTA that have all really killed it, but Bitcoin kind of dragging down the top 10 a bit as far as bringing the overall collective market cap down for that Blackley top 10 index. Now, if we're looking at the top 20, this is where I think it gets pretty interesting as well, because you have multiple cryptos that are up 20%+ in the past 24 hours. You have OMG up close to 25%, Cardano up 26%, Lisk up over 20%, Stellar up 20%, EOS and Waves up nicely as well. And when we're looking at this, it's the platforms, and it's like the application of development or the application development solutions as well. So, different things like NEO being that next platform. You have IOTA being the IoT crypto platform. You have Lisk being up nicely as well. So it's watching these industries go up is pretty fascinating in a lot of ways. And as I'm looking at this, so some of the crypto, it's funny because some of the, if you guys remember, and I'll link to it up here if you want to take a look at it, but two out of the cryptocurrencies that I was really interested in looking at prior post fork, evaluating that I thought would have a really nice run post fork were, so actually what I mentioned was Ethereum and Litecoin. So Ethereum's had a nice run so far. Litecoin, it's been okay. It's outpaced Bitcoin, but it's been okay. Nothing crazy. But OMG and NEO were the other two that I was looking at. And I already had an OMG holding. So I already had an OMG holding, and I ended up just holding on to that. I was going to add to that position, but I didn't get a chance to. And NEO was another one where I was going to add to that. I don't have a position at this point in time. I did previously. I closed that position out. I had a profit, but NEO, I was going to add to that. I was going to add to my I was going to create a long NEO position, and I didn't get a chance to because the fork happened so suddenly. So NEO and OMG were both cryptos that I was feeling positive about post fork, because I thought they were a little bit depressed in their overall valuation, and there was a lot of hype around them in the past, but the hype kind of cooled down, and I think it needs I think it's ready for round two potentially of OMG and NEO. And yesterday, the past 24 hours was definitely that time. So if you got in on OMG and NEO heavily, on that video or on anything else, good for you. I still have a position in OMG, but I was looking to add to it. Didn't get a chance to just because I was this fork was so sudden and so quick to happen that I didn't really get a chance to make a, or this lack of a fork, excuse me, this non-existent fork was so sudden that I didn't get a chance to make the moves that I really wanted to make. As of the time being, though, right now, as I'm looking at some of these things moving forward, what am I doing and how might my portfolio be developing? So I'll pop over here as this loads. We'll see. Hotel Wi-Fi is not always the fastest thing in the world, so apologies on that. But so this was updated November 1st. And what I'm looking at here, I have some updates to this, but the overall Bitcoin percentage, I'm looking to come down a little bit on the overall weight of my Bitcoin percentage, probably back down to around 30% or so of my overall portfolio, from up from close to probably 60% of what it was, with a larger move into Ethereum and Litecoin, as well as potentially looking at some new places to pop into OMG and NEO as well. So those are definitely some things that I've been checking out. And I've been looking at, so my portfolio will definitely continue to develop, and I'll probably move some things around in the near future here as I'm starting to look at Bitcoin and think to myself a little bit that I don't need to be as heavily weighted in Bitcoin as I was previously, with some of just basically some of the overall news around Bitcoin potentially cooling off a little bit. Could that be completely wrong? Could Bitcoin go on another sustained run back all the way up to 7,500, 7,900? Absolutely. But I think we are going to need to see some fresh money into the space. And I think people are hungry for, this is just my overall feeling, but I think people got profits with Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency is a very ADD marketplace where people are looking for profits on a consistent basis. And the second they stop seeing those profits, or the second they feel that those profits aren't there anymore, they're going to move their money elsewhere. You're already seeing that happen a little bit right now with people moving their money to altcoins, jacking up the prices of some of these altcoins like NEO, OMG, LISK, IOTA, up 20-30% in 24 hours. Pretty crazy. But I think that might continue to happen into the future. Am I ready to say, it's the end of the altcoin winter for the time being, or what was the last few months? I think we need to, I think we need to see how that develops. But I also, for me personally, I'm looking at this and seeing that it might be time. I think it's time for me to roll back a little bit of my overall Bitcoin position, because the incentive for a lot of people, and I try to play, kind of market psychology and the overall incentives that people have to buy and hold certain things. And that's what I'm looking at here, is the incentive to hold Bitcoin is down a little bit in the past 24 hours from what it was previously. So, while a fork didn't happen, you can kind of consider this almost to be the, like, right here is what I, in a lot of cases, consider this little area of the chart in and of itself, where Bitcoin went from $7,900, shot up to $7,900, and went all the way down to $7,100. That is basically what I consider, I think would have possibly happened when the fork happened. So, while there is no fork, this is the type of run-up I would have expected going into the fork, and then the sell-off the second that snapshot happened. I think it mirrors itself pretty closely to what would have happened with the fork. So now that the fork isn't happening, we just have to push past it, but we have to historically look at why the prices went up. Was it because of the Bitcoin futures and the CME market that's opening up? Was it because of just exuberance around the Bitcoin space and people being excited and seeing the valuations go up and wanting to get a piece of the action? Or was it partly, solely, mostly because of people wanting that free dividend around the B2X coin that they were either going to hold or that they were going to quickly sell into something else? So certainly something to consider as we move forward here. Now, I am definitely going to be keeping a close eye on these markets in the near future, and also looking to potentially get a little bit more heavily weighted into some of these, quote unquote altcoins, not move entirely out of my Bitcoin position, because I kind of think you should always have, regardless of your feelings on Bitcoin, regardless of whether you're a Bitcoin maximalist, Ethereum maximalist, Neo maximalist, whatever, Dogecoin maximalist, I think you should always have a Bitcoin position, because I don't know, I just I think it's Papa Bear, and I think you should always have that Bitcoin position. So I'm definitely going to keep a good amount in Bitcoin, but I might diversify because I was very heavy. Did it pay off in the past month and a half? Absolutely. Will it pay off in the next month and a half? That's to be determined. So I think I'm going to diversify a little bit into some of the other, you know, areas in the crypto world. Outside of that, guys, if you are new to the channel, like I said, by any chance, I do daily videos on the subject of cryptocurrency. And apologies today for the lack of green screen now and just the overall setting here. If you're watching this in the video, if you're watching this on the or if you're listening on the podcast, don't worry about it. But like I said, out and about right now, so just trying to get as much content out as possible. And yes, I took this through airport security, and yes, my microphone got me stopped, so that is that. But hit that subscribe button if you are new by any chance, and the little notify bell next to it, so you get a notification that anytime that I do put out a new video, which I try to be as timely as possible on. Like I said before, I literally sprinted back to my computer to get out that SegWit 2x video. I try to be as timely as possible. I try to be as helpful as possible. So hit that notify button, and that way you get those videos as soon as they do come out in a very timely manner, so you can stay updated on what's going on in the market in case you're not like me and you're not on Twitter every 5 seconds waiting for crypto news to break. Outside of that, guys, thank you so much for your time today. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.